Other plans may be accepted.
Parent pleads guilty in the college admissions cheating scandal. And this one, a former investment management executive has no plea deal to go with his guilty plea.
Douglas Hodge entered the plea in Boston federal court this morning. He was charged with money laundering and fraud after paying more than $500,000 to get two of his children into the University of Southern California as athletic recruits. In a statement, Hodge accepted responsibility, apologizing to those who may have been adversely impacted by his actions. He was the first of four parents today who will change pleas in court. 10 parents, including actress Felicity Huffman, have already been sentenced to prison time. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange back in court in Britain.
He's fighting extradition to the U.S. to face 18 counts concerning espionage and the hacking into government computers. This in relation to postings on his WikiLeaks site of leaked classified Pentagon and diplomatic information. He had been hiding out at the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012. He was kicked out in April. He's been in jail ever since. His argument today was that he needs more time, 3 more months. The formal extradition hearing is set for next February. The judge today denied that request.
Fox's Greg Palcott in London. Vice President Mike Pence reaffirming plans for NASA.
President Trump made it the policy of this administration to return to the moon by 2024, ensuring that the next man and the first woman on the moon will both be American astronauts.
Speaking at the opening ceremony for the International Astronautical Congress, Pence also reaffirming the government's plan to make exploration of Mars a goal. Stocks turning higher. The Dow right now up 35 points, enough to go back over 26,800. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now for a Monday all across the state of Nevada in SoCal too. It's great to have you with us. Our statewide syndication just rolls along. We had him on our show back in our CBS days. We lost track of him for a while, but he is back with us. He is Howard Stutz. He is with CDC Gaming Reports, and he joins us. Howard, good morning.
Morning, Kevin. Nice to talk to you again.
It's great to have you on. We wanted to have you on because of the changing face of the Strip and of gaming here in Southern Nevada and across the state. I know MGM Resorts has been very active. Can you talk about what they did a week or so ago?
Yeah, they went out and they're doing is they're they sold Circus outright to Phil Ruffin for about $125 million, and that included about a total of 103 acres on the north end of the strip. A lot of the land is there's a festival grounds and an RV park and some undeveloped land. So, you know, Phil's going to get a pretty large canvas to work with. And then they also, what they did is they sold the land and the real estate and buildings for Bellagio to Blackstone Group's Real Estate Investment Trust, and then MGM will lease the property back. So what that means is MGM is going to get $4.25 billion from the sale of the real estate. They will continue to operate it. They will pay a lease of about $245 million a year to Blackstone. So for customers and for employees of Bellagio, you're not going to see any difference. It's still going to be an MGM property. It'll still be part of their player loyalty program and all that. It's just basically what they were able to do is take monetize the real estate. So, you know, the $4.25 billion, that'll go toward, you know, paying down some debt, fortifying the company's balance sheet is what it's really doing.
Explain, though, what the strategy, I'm just curious what the strategy, I'm trying to figure out if they are, as you say, just trying to, get liquidity and more cash, or if there is an overall strategy you see, will there be more MGM Resorts deals coming up?
Well, you have to remember now, MGM, back in 20, we've seen real estate investment trusts, REITs, as they're called, REITs, they're called, and they've come in, acquired the land of these building of a lot of these casinos, and have throughout the gaming industry, and then have leased them back to operators. We saw the first one was Gaming and Leisure Properties in 2013. Now, 2015, MGM created their own REIT, MGM Growth Properties. And that way, and they, the difference is they own about 70% of that REIT, and they plan on lowering that ownership rate over the next few years. But what they've done is that the properties are owned by the REIT, but MGM is still an operator. It's basically an operating company now. They're not going out and acquiring land. They're going out and operating casinos. That's how MGM was able to buy the Empire City Casino and Yonkers Racetrack outside New York City earlier this year. Because of this deal, MGM Growth bought the land, leased it back to MGM Resorts. So we're seeing this with a lot of properties now, a lot of properties on the Strip. A lot of the Caesars properties are owned by VICI, Vici. It's a real estate investment trust that was spun out of Caesars Entertainment. That company owns the real estate, and it's operated, and the properties are operated by Caesars. MGM, the only property now on the Strip that's not controlled, well, there's two, actually, that are not controlled by a REIT for MGM, is the MGM Grand Las Vegas, and the two properties at City Center that MGM operates, Aria and the Vidara non-gaming hotel. So that could change, you know, we could see that some type of change there. So that's really what I'm not a tax person, so I can't really explain that too well, but it's basically a way for them to monetize the land, build up their balance sheet, but they still keep the operations, and they basically are trading it for a rental payment once a year to the REITs.
Again, Howard Stutz, he's not a tax guy, but he knows everything else about what's going on down the Strip. He's with CDC Gaming Reports. Let me just ask you, is there a larger message here? And as you look in your crystal ball, the fact that MGM Resorts has been active just in the last couple of weeks, and there's been reports that they were going to be very active soon, is there a message here for gaming in Southern Nevada, and in particular down on the Strip? Do you see something happening here, a major sea change, if you will?
Well, the biggest change is what's going on with the sale of Caesars Entertainment to Eldorado Resorts out of Reno. It's about a $17.3 billion deal. Caesars has nine properties on or around the Strip. Eldorado, back in June when the deal was announced, said they're not sure they want to own nine properties on the Strip. So already we've seen Caesars has sold the Rio, which had been long talked about that they were going to, you know, that they were figuring they were going to sell the Rio at some point. They went ahead and sold it to a New York hedge fund real estate group, and Caesars is going to operate at least for a year or two, and then we'll see what happens with it there. So they've got out of that. We still may see several other one or two other properties on the strip that are owned by Caesars change ownership. The most likely being Planet Hollywood, because it's not connected. You know, some of these Caesars properties are interconnected with others, so it'd be very hard to sell you can't sell Bally's without selling Paris. You can't sell Flamingo without dealing with the Link and all that. So that's where the challenge comes in for this down the road. This is something we're probably going to see, you know, closer to next year when the deal changes, when the deal is completed and El Dorado takes control of Caesars. MGM's not selling any of their strip resorts other than Circus Circus. We figured that was going to happen here at this point. You know, we may see something, you know, down the road with Wynn if they, you know, decide to go ahead and build on the old Frontier site across the street that the company owns. So what's happening on the north end, I think a lot of it's also going to shake out when Resorts World opens at the end of next year. How is that going to impact the market? Obviously, on the north end, it's going to probably bring more visitors down to the north end. Same with the convention center expansion. You know, that's going to put the convention center right on Las Vegas Boulevard. At that site. So that's going to bring more people down that way. And, of course, the old SLS that's now going back to the Sahara, the change is going on there. So you're not going to see so much in the ways other than with Caesars of properties changing hands. It's more so just, you know, some of these changes going on up at the north end of the strip, how is this going to affect the whole market?
Howard, I want to ask you, and only because I've been asked maybe a dozen times by workers down on the strip, cocktail servers, guest services. More and more of these companies are trying to do more with less, and that means less workers, more automation, tablets instead of cocktail servers. What's going on there?
You see some of that that's being tried, AI, you know, artificial intelligence. They've got at Planet Hollywood, they have these mechanical bartenders, I guess, robot bartenders in one of these bars in the mall there. It's more of an oddity. It's more of a, you know, something to look at than really seems to work. I still think you're going to see a lot of a lot of the bartenders, the cocktail servers, they're union employees. They're protected by the union, so they're not going to lose their jobs. And so it's a real, the trend has been, we've seen some layoffs within MGM. They did about 1,000 layoffs, but it was mainly management type people, and that's more so for to try to consolidate some efforts there. But I think there's going to be a lot of hiring, you know, coming up pretty quick here with Resorts World, and so that's going to add a lot of jobs to the market. So it's kind of the robot bartenders, I think, are kind of a I don't know if they're fad or it's just more of something to, you know, to draw attention to everybody.
And talk a little bit about what's coming online. And I know we get a chance to talk with the folks in the laborers union on a weekly basis, and they're always telling me about new projects. You mentioned the Resort World project. What are some of the other casino properties that are going to be coming online soon?
That's the biggest one. I mean, it's the Resorts World. That's going to open at the end of 2020, and you can't miss it. It's under construction right now. There's a question of the old Fountain Blue was bought by a New York businessman, real estate guy, and says he was going to rename it the Drew. It's supposed to open now 2021, 2022. You know, until we see some real details about it, I don't, you know, we'll just see where it goes from there. But, I mean, the only real big change you're going to see is the opening of Resorts World and obviously the convention center in January of 2021. Those will be the big changes. And, of course, you know, the Raiders Stadium is going to open next year. So that'll be an expansion to bring, you know, people to Las Vegas, not so much as a hotel, a casino, but it's going to just obviously bring people here. And same with, there's been convention expansions and different properties that MGM has done. Caesars is building the Link Convention Center that's going up right behind the Link right now. We're behind the High Roller. So that'll open next year. Those are the kind of things that we're seeing. I mean, so the only all new hotel casino we're going to see is Resorts World Las Vegas.
I know we always hear, gaming, online gaming, folks in New Jersey are starting to outpace Vegas in sports betting and things like that. Are you bullish on the future here in Southern Nevada and of the Strip in particular?
Oh yeah, no. Look, New Jersey was going to have it was going to surpass Nevada monthly in sports betting. That was clear. I mean, look at the population of New Jersey. Plus, they're attracting New York City because New York doesn't have the full scale sports betting yet. It's just very small up in northern New York properties, upstate properties. All the New York City residents are going to cross the river over to Monmouth Park and the Meadowlands to bet on sports out of those casinos. So there was no question New Jersey was going to pass in terms of pure handle. That doesn't change anything here in Nevada. The Super Bowl will still be one of the biggest weekends ever, you know, for sports books. Same with the March Madness. The big events, they all come here, and they're still. And you look at the monthly figures for the gaming for Nevada come out from the Gaming Control Board. Sports betting goes up every month, so it's still a huge. It's still going to be strong here, no matter what happens in other markets. So that's really, there's really never been a concern, among the industry that this is, sports betting back east is going to kill Nevada. No, it hasn't. It's only strengthened Nevada in some ways.
Howard, I love it. You make me feel optimistic about the future. Thanks so much, man. It's always fun to have you. We'll have you on again soon, okay?
Always around, Kevin. Take care.
Thank you, Howard. Howard Stutz joining us. A good guy, and now with CDC Gaming Reports. Check it out, CDC Gaming Reports. Really, really good information on what's going on relative to the gaming industry here across the state of Nevada, but in particular here in Las Vegas. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Monday. It is live and local now. Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casal and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casal at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the chili Colorado combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I just love it. I really honestly do. And I know we played this for you before in our last hour, but I want you to hear this. This is Mayor Pete. This is cut one. And was on with Jake Tapper, and he absolutely, positively refused to weigh in on this, what I call a political catfight between Hillary Clinton and Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, one of the 2020 presidential wannabes. Here we go. This is Mayor Pete with Jake Tapper refusing to get in the middle of Tulsi Gabbard and Hillary.
I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate. She's a favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far. And that's assuming Jill Stein will give it up, which she might not, because she's also a Russian asset.
So Clinton's spokesman confirmed that she was talking about Tulsi Gabbard there. Gabbard fired back, calling Secretary Clinton the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption. It went on from there. I know you don't want to get in the middle of these two politicians fighting, but is it helpful to have the 2016 nominee suggesting that a congresswoman is a Russian asset?
I'd prefer to have the conversation be about policy, about what we're going to do, and about how American lives are going to be different. When it comes to any of my Democratic competitors, that's my focus, making sure that we make very clear the differences, and there are very real differences among us, and making it clear to voters what their choices are. That's where I'd like the focus to be.
Right, but do you think Tulsi Gabbard's a Russian asset?
I don't know what the basis is for that.
And, well, I don't either.
What I consider her to be a competitor, somebody who I respect her service. I also have very different views than she does, especially on foreign policy. And I would prefer to have that argument in terms of policy, which is what we do at debates and what we're doing as we go forward.
So when Donald Trump smears people, Democrats all stand up and say, you're smearing someone, stop it. Why don't Democrats do that to say that about Tulsi Gabbard? It seems like an obvious smear. I don't see any evidence she's a Russian asset. That seems like a wild accusation.
Yeah, I think statements like that ought to be backed by evidence. I also think that our focus right now needs to be on the things that are actually undermining America. I mean, right now, we are being told to, quote, get over it when it comes to the mixing of domestic politics and foreign affairs. And the big issue today is not even whether this is happening. It's clear that it's happening. Even Republicans are being forced to admit that it's happening. The question is, will we or will we not actually get over it? See, the problem with corruption is it can happen anywhere. The places where it takes root are the places where people accept it. And the biggest question before the American people right now is, will we or will we not get over it? That problem is emanating not from anyone in the Democratic Party, but from the White House.
That's Mayor Pete. You want to talk about a guy that was running, not walking away from this controversy? Imagine Hillary Clinton referring to Tulsi Gabbard, who, by the way, I like watching her. She makes sense. You know, she is a moderate Democrat. The problem is she has no chance of winning. And that's what's so sad. Coming up, Michael Joyce is a deputy press secretary for the Republican National Committee. What does he think
investments in
of this deal? Yeah. Tell me what he thinks. This is like, you couldn't script this out any better for the Republicans. The Democrats are imploding. Coming up, Michael Joyce, Deputy Press Secretary, the RNC. That's next, live and local, now.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are slightly higher in afternoon trading as investors get ready for a busy week of earnings reports and as they continue to monitor developments in the UK's divorce from the European Union. Among the gainers today, financials and tech. And speaking of tech, shares of Apple are up around 2% today and hitting a fresh record high. Raymond James hiking its price target to $280 a share from $250 due to favorable sales data for the iPhone 11. And Sesame Place opening a new location. SeaWorld Entertainment and Sesame Workshop are joining forces and opening the country's second Sesame Place park in San Diego in the spring of 2021. The first Sesame Place theme park opened almost 40 years ago outside of Philadelphia. This comes as the Orlando-based SeaWorld moves away from live animal shows. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Heather Rybarski, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. About the troop withdrawal from northern Syria, President Trump says we never agreed to protect the Kurds there from Turkey forever.
Where is an agreement that said we have to stay in the Middle East for the rest of humanity, for the rest of civilization?
The president at a meeting with his cabinet. Meantime, fewer American troops, we're now told, are in Afghanistan.
The head of U.S. forces in Afghanistan says 2,000 American troops have been pulled out of the country in the past year.
Unbeknownst to the public, as part of our optimization.
Army General Scotty Miller spoke to reporters in Kabul alongside Defense Secretary Mark Esper. 12,000 U.S. troops are now deployed to Afghanistan.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. The Dallas mayor, Eric Johnson, says they're lucky nobody was killed or seriously hurt in last night's tornado, but there is a lot of damage.
We have a strong city, a resilient city, and we're going to get through this. And I know that our folks are going to step up to the plate and make sure that we take care of one another.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's the latest from Fox News Podcasts, The Campaign with Bret Baier, with updates from reporters on the trail and in-studio experts. Bret keeps you informed on the 2020 race. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com and download The Campaign with Bret Baier now.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business. In high school, I managed a fast food restaurant. I saw the power of business and the importance of making your money work for you.
I'm Liz Klayman. In life, it's not just how you invest, it's for whom you're investing. We care about your success and we want to be a part of it.
I'm Charles Payne. I go way beyond the headlines to help you through the markets every single day. It's all about investing in your future, your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Download Fox News Channel's The 5 podcast for free. Five of your favorite Fox News personalities discuss current issues in a roundtable discussion. Get it now on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
I think it's interesting. I think what happened is...
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger, but it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558, written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he's was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, yeah, so well, we're here quite some time. We'll be around 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her? All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all where you call in. You get to talk about what's on your mind. Let's go to Bob and Henderson. Bob, you're up. You're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, did you ever see the movie called Groundhog?
Groundhog
Day? Years ago,
Bill Murray?
Yeah, Groundhog Day.
Yeah, Bill Murray.
Yeah. That's the Democrats kind of remind me of that. They seem to wake up every day with something new to try to get rid of Trump.
Oh, no, and the lamestream media, the fake news media, is right there with them. I mean, every day there is a new CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, NBC News story about that. No, I mean, that's been going on, you know, since before the president even took office. The fake news media was out there stirring the pot. I mean, they've been doing that forever. One of the things I'm going to do. In fact, right now, earlier I had a chance to visit with Michael Joyce. Michael Joyce is deputy press secretary for the Republican National Committee, and of course, the big news today: Tulsi Gabbard. Is she or isn't she a Russian asset? That's what Hillary Clinton is claiming. And I asked Michael Joyce about that absolutely bizarre story.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I just need to get it out of the way. You know, the 100-pound gorilla in the room, we would absolutely welcome Hillary Clinton to the race should she decide to enter. I think we would welcome her with open arms. Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting. I think what happened is Hillary Clinton, it seems that anyone that she opposes is a Russian asset. And so that's why we really, really want her to enter the race then, because then you would have Hillary, I think, on stage calling every 2020 Democrat a Russian asset going forward. And, you know, it's funny, President Trump in a cabinet meeting just a minute ago just said that he doesn't believe that Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset. But it's become evident now to us that anytime Hillary has an opponent, they're clearly a Russian asset, and that's all they're going to be.
Now, is it your guess that she has some access to intelligence
that is telling her that, or is this coming out of some book manuscript that's going to be, launching in the next few weeks? Where is she getting this? This is bizarre.
Yeah, well, if you see the Russian propaganda outlet RT on social media or elsewhere, they seem to be propping up Tulsi Gabbard quite a bit. So I think that's where it's coming from. But, at the end of the day, I think it's just absolutely absurd for Hillary Clinton to be coming out, again, calling people Russian assets without any evidence. It's just a baseless claim. Where have we heard this one before? I can't remember a time in which a Republican nominee was ever accused of colluding with the Russians in perhaps 2016 or anything else.
How does this impact the Democrats? And the Democrats, of course, had another debate, and in which Elizabeth Warren was on the receiving end of a lot of criticism. Folks asking candidates asking some pretty tough questions about Medicare for All and how she intends to pay for it, and how much is it going to cost, and will there be a middle class tax increase? What do you make of the rest of the field? They're not exactly coming to Tulsi Gabbard's defense.
No, not at all. And I think it just, again, underscores where the Democrat Party is right now. They've gone so far to the left, there really is no room for any kind of moderation or, any kind of semblance of common sense at this point. And, I think with Elizabeth Warren, not having released her plan, her quote unquote plan for how she's going to pay for this $32 trillion tax bill, I think she needs to change her slogan from we have a plan for that to we have a tax for that, because everything she's offering up right now, I mean, if you total up the entire cost of the plans that Elizabeth Warren is floating out there, I mean, we're in the tens of trillions of dollars. And there's absolutely no way you can pay for these things unless the middle class are taxed into oblivion to pay for all these programs. So, I think it just underscores really where the Democrat Party is. You know, if you're someone perhaps like a Tulsi Gabbard or a John Delaney, you're shouted out of the conversation now. And we're moving forward with this full-blown socialist radical agenda that the 2020 Democrats continue to promote on the Democratic debate stage.
Speaking of socialists, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, on Saturday went to a big rally in New York City and endorsed Bernie Sanders. Were you surprised by that? I mean, she could have gone to Elizabeth Warren. There's some other liberal Democrats she could have endorsed. She chose Bernie. Are you surprised?
Not at all. I mean, anytime you hear that there's a gathering of socialists meeting together in New York, I mean, it's not surprising to us whatsoever. And it absolutely makes sense. You know, of course, going back to the 2018 elections, Bernie was an avid supporter of AOC as well. So, it seems as if that's kind of a quid pro quo that they had an agreement with. I'll help you get in your race. You help me once I'm in mine. So, no, it's not surprising to us at all.
First of all, is this whole Hillary Tulsi Gabbard thing going to help or hurt Tulsi Gabbard? She's apparently already fundraising off of this.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I don't really see where Tulsi really has a voice or even a lane in the 2020 Democratic field right now. I mean, you look at the fundraising numbers, you look at everything else, and it seems like she's just another one of these campaigns that are running on fumes right now. So it might be the greatest thing that ever happened to her because, Republicans learned that when you have Hillary Clinton as your opponent, good things tend to follow after that. So it might be something that could help her, but again, at the end of the day, I don't think she has the message to compete with the socialists that she's up against in the 2020 Democratic field right now.
GOP fundraising has been absolutely amazing. The RNC released numbers last week, and I got to tell you, I was blown away. Can you talk a little bit about the success you've had in fundraising, and in particular from small donors?
Yeah, well, we're coming off of a Q3 where we raised over $125 million. And then looking at just September of last month, the RNC raised four times more than the DNC. The DNC only brought in about $6.9 million, and they're about $7 million in debt. The $27 million that we raised in the month of September is the largest off-cycle monthly total for either party ever. So things are going very well for us. And then if you look at the cash on hand right now, we're currently at about $59 million, and the DNC is sitting around $8.5 million right now. So, again, I think this is a testament to the president's agenda. With small donors, we're seeing, a majority of our donations are coming still from these small donors. And what we're noticing with the small donors is it tells us that the president's America First policies are resonating resonating with them. They like the policies that the president is proposing, and that's why we have such historic fundraising figures under Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel right now. So, yeah, again, you know, I love to see when you have the pundits on TV talking about polling and everything else going on, but when you talk about where the energy and enthusiasm is, I mean, it's hard to argue that it's anywhere else besides Republicans and President Trump right now. I mean, you see the rallies that the president continues to hold all over this country. We're seeing with our ground game an overwhelming response when our field team's out knocking doors, making phone calls. And then again, with the fundraising and seeing how many small dollar donors we have right now, I mean, the Democrats really aren't going to be able to compete with this by the time they have a general election nominee. We don't care who that's going to be, because the president's campaign and Republicans up and down the ticket in 2020 are going to have built up such a giant juggernaut. You know, we're basically just on offense the whole way through and don't really have to play defense right now. So I think things couldn't be going better. And again, it's just a testament to the fact that the American people like the president. They like his policies and they like the direction that he's taking this country in.
The fake news media is already, in fact, today I heard CNN talking about cracks are showing up, that a couple of members of the House of Representatives, one that Francis Rooney, that is has already announced his retirement, is saying that he might vote for impeachment, or at least he's leaving open the door of voting for impeachment. Is it a given around the RNC offices that the House will vote to impeach? Is that something you already are essentially acknowledging yet?
You know, I think it's really hard to say, because I think the president himself has even come out and has been urging the Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats to move forward with the vote. They seem to have a very conflicted message, because on one hand, Adam Schiff is saying this is very urgent. We need to do this immediately and right away. And on the other hand, every time Republicans call out and ask for a vote on impeachment, they don't seem to want to do it. And so I think that's why Adam Schiff really deserves to be censured. You know, these impeachment proceedings against President Trump have been a total sham. You have the entire thing happening behind closed doors right now, away from the American people, and the press doesn't even have access to these closed door meetings. I mean, could you imagine if Republicans or President Trump and the administration were holding a bunch of closed door meetings where they were investigating something and we said, you're not welcome to it? There would be an uproar over it. But hypocritically, once again, it's okay and totally acceptable for Adam Schiff and the Democrats to get away with these types of things. I think their behavior is completely unacceptable, and the American people deserve better than an Intelligence Committee chairman who continues to unabashedly lie throughout this entire process right now.
Again, joining us, Michael Joyce. He is the Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. They're waiting to see what the House does, like the rest of us. Do you get a sense of how this thing is going to play out? I know that, as you said, some of these people like Adam Schiff want to rush to judgment, rush to impeachment. And yet others are saying we need to look at this. Do you get a sense of how this, what the schedule is going to be?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the schedule for this is that they will be talking about impeachment up until the day of the election come November of 2020, because as soon as President Trump got elected, the push to impeach President Trump began. You saw the Tom Steyer TV ads. You heard Rashida Tlaib coming out saying impeach the MF-er and everything else. So this has been their plan from day one. I can't tell you how many times Al Green has already tried to get an impeachment vote to the floor well before the conclusion of the Mueller report and before this completely bogus impeachment proceeding began. So this has been their playbook from day one. They seem to want to only be wanting to impeach the president because they don't like the fact that he won the 2016 election. And I think that's why we had to go through a two-year, $35 million special counsel. And that's why we're going forward with these impeachment proceedings right now, is because the Democrats simply can't accept the fact that President Trump won in 2016, and they're doing everything in their power to try to take him out in 2020, and they're trying to do it before the election happens. So personally, I think we should leave it up to the will of the American people and let the American people have their say in the election about whether or not this president should continue. But at the end of the day, I think where this economy is right now, I think in the direction our country is headed, a lot of voters are telling themselves right now that they are better off right now than they were 4 years ago. And I think that's why you'll see President Trump get reelected next year.
Michael, where will the president be this week? I know he's had rallies in the last couple of weeks that were absolutely amazing, beginning with that, the ones in North Carolina, on to Minnesota, to Lake Charles, Louisiana. I mean, these rallies have been absolutely amazing. Do we have more of those rallies coming up? I heard an announcement that he's going to be going to Mississippi in the next couple of weeks. Do you have a handle on his schedule at all?
you know, we tend to find out when the rallies are happening about the same time that y'all do. But, you know, absolutely, the president is holding a rally down in Tupelo, Mississippi. Of course, there's a gubernatorial race down there. We have a GOP candidate, Tate Reeves, that's running in that election. So the president will be down there rallying support in Mississippi. It's funny, he actually held a rally in Tupelo last election cycle with Cindy Hyde Smith, and Lindsey Graham was in attendance too during the Kavanaugh push to confirm Justice Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. So it's a familiar territory for the president. He enjoys unprecedented support in Mississippi. And yeah, I think you're going to see these rallies continue all over the country. And you know, what's funny is he just held the rally in Dallas last week. And there are a lot of stories coming out of Texas and national press saying, well, Republicans must be very concerned about Texas if the president's holding a rally in Dallas this early. And all I can say to that is, you know, we don't take anything for granted, unlike the Democrats. You know, there will not be a situation across the country where in 2016, you had the Democrat Party just completely ignoring Michigan. Hillary didn't make a campaign stop in Michigan. So, you know, we don't take these things for granted, unlike the Democrats, who seem to think that they have certain states in the bag. So the president, I think you'll see him going to places where he can expand the map, but also going to places where he enjoys unprecedented support, because this president understands and his campaign understands that we're not going to leave any single vote on the table across the country this year.
That's Michael Joyce, the Republican National Committee Deputy Press Secretary. Yeah, and by the way, smart guy, too. Tell you what, let's do. Let's see if we can squeeze in a couple of calls before we go to break. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, I just think that with all this news coverage about Hillary Clinton and AOC, that something about Adam Schiff is being ignored. I recently rewatched the hearing where Adam Schiff made that misleading and deceptive impersonation of the president.
It was he called it a parody. He called it a parody.
Yeah, more than an hour into the hearing, he said that when he was called out on it. But during that hearing, the ranking member Nunes was questioning Josh McGuire about the leak, and he said, "Where did this leak come from?" And he was implying that it had to come from the intelligence community, and McGuire was very offended by it. And they said the only ones that had the information was the attorney general, was the inspector general, the White House, and then it was brought up that the whistleblower had it. Now we come to find out the whistleblower contacted Adam Schiff, and that was where the leak came from. That's why the leak was so outrageous and didn't even really say what the conversation was about. And now all of a sudden, Adam Schiff says, "Oh well, we don't need the whistleblower
because he doesn't want him." Yeah,
But I rewatched that entire hearing like about a week ago, and told my daughter that Adam Schiff was the leaker. And now all
he's
of a sudden,
done it.
Oh,
no. Hey, can I tell you, Jim? This guy has done it before.
Yeah.
This guy has done it before, and he's doing it again. And now when the focus starts zeroing in on Adam Schiff, all of a sudden, well, we don't need to. We'll just leave this go. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls. It's our wall to wall free for all. You know how it works. You call in 844 the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to SamPetersForCongress.com. That's SamPeters4Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in all of Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Back to your phone calls we go. Let's go to Robert. Robert in Palm Springs, you are up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead. Hello, Robert. Are you there? Robert may be among the...
Yes.
Oh, there you are. There you are.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Yeah. Why isn't Hillary considered to be a Chinese asset when in 1996 she and her husband Bill allowed Bernie Schwartz, Loral High Technology Corporation, to sell China the missile technology given to North Korea, turned against us, threatening annihilation of our country? She is a witch, bitch, and I love Tulsi Gabbard. I love her with every beat of my heart.
I agree with you. If there was anything to that, somebody, the Southern District Court in New York, somebody would have ratted her out. No, I'm just telling you. There are a lot of these, I'm not going to call them conspiracy theories because they're probably more than that. But there are all these stories. John Solomon, Fox News contributor, keeps breaking stories, yet nobody, not Susan Rice or Mills or any of the known associates of Hillary have gone to jail. I'm sorry. No. Cheryl Mills hasn't. None of them. And you always have to ask yourself the question. You hear all these stories and this and that and the other thing and Seth Rich and. But nobody ever ends up going to jail. The Inspector General, Michael Horowitz. We're still waiting for more from him. We're waiting on these Inspector General reports to come in. John Durham, his report. When are people going to start going to jail? That's my question. When are people going to start being prosecuted? Nah, it's a legitimate question to ask. That's going to do it today. We'll tee it up again tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The president calls the impeachment process illegitimate. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. He's also taking aim again at top Democrats, accusing them of hurting the country. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
President Trump criticizing House Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry against him and arguing that the only reason they've gone down this path is because they can't beat him at the polls.
I think they're lousy politicians.